Proverbs 9, verses 13 through 18. These are God's words. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knows nothing. For she sits at the door of her house, on a seat by the highest places of the city, to call to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of hell. So far, the reading of God's inerrant word. My sons, as Proverbs is especially written to sons, let me address you first. In the first part of this chapter, verses 1 through 6 of chapter 9, you have the call of wisdom. Wisdom appeals to you, and the flesh, your remaining fleshliness, even if you're a believer, resists wisdom. So it's good that the Lord addresses you with the goodness of wisdom so that you can see the value of wisdom and by the Spirit who wars against your flesh, overcome that resistance and receive instruction and grow in wisdom. But now in the last six verses of Proverbs chapter 9, you have the opposite. You have folly. And foolishness functions this way. But also women who are foolish function this way. There's a kind of woman that you should avoid. First thing you see is that she is loud. Clamorous is the word that New King James uses. Boisterous is a word that you find in the margin. She's noisy and showy. She draws attention to herself. Modesty includes not just the way a girl dresses, and you know what kind of dress in a girl means that you should guard your eyes, and if you have to guard your eyes, of course, you can't really spend much time with her, but there's also behavior that is immodest. So, a girl who is loud and showy and drawing attention to herself, watch out for her. This is also why, if you've ever seen television commercials that are noisy and showy, that's somebody trying to use folly to entice someone else. But she is simple and knows nothing. So there's a lot on the surface, and there's nothing underneath the surface. That's what verse 13 is describing. And you will find that she puts herself in places to get noticed. Verse 14, she sits at the door of her house, or on a seat by the highest places of the city, to call those who pass by, who go straight on their way. She's the kind of girl who always wants to be out where all the people are. And she says, whoever is simple, let him turn in here. Now, that's not actually what she's saying. She doesn't say, hey, you stupid, come here. But the first half of the verse is showing you what you should actually hear. Verse 16 is showing what you should actually hear when you hear something like verse 17. So a girl who wants you to do something that is frowned upon by others, naughty or mischievous, or just wants to show her liberty to not be controlled by everyone's rules. So she says, the reason nobody wants you to steal is because the stolen water is the sweet water. They just want to keep it for themselves. And so she is always resisting good manners, good etiquette, godliness, righteousness, all those rules. And she, along with the devil and foolishness itself, wants you to think that all of those rules and customs and etiquette and manners, that's all just designed to keep you from having the enjoyable thing. So watch out for a girl who's trying to get you to push back against what the Lord says, what your elders say, what your parents say. And then in the second place, she says, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Now, there's nothing wrong with bread, but one of the things that a girl who is foolish that you want to avoid will do is she will try extra hard to make you feel special. So she will make you feel like you're the only one. She'll say, if you just come away with just me and we're in secret together, that'll make the bread so much better. And that does imitate and ape something that is actually true in marriage. I can enjoy a grocery errand with your mother just because it's with your mother, because of who she is, that she is the wife that God has given me, that she and I are one flesh, just like you can have joy in any situation, wherever, even if you are captured by people who hate you for being a Christian and you're in a jail cell all by yourself. Whom do you still have with you? You have the Lord with you. What can you do? You can rejoice in the Lord. You can sing praise like Paul and Silas do in the bottom. So there is a truth, there is a reality that the person with whom you are, especially the Lord, and then in a picture of that you have in marriage, especially your wife, can make even bread pleasant, the greatest feast in the world, a little bread with godliness, a little bread with the Lord himself. But it is an imitation, a corruption of that for the girl who is not your wife to say, if we just eat this together, it'll be pleasant. She's trying to give you some of the feeling of being a husband without the reality of being a husband. Don't get sucked into that. That's one of the ways that many people in the world, they go from one relationship to another that looks and feels a little bit like marriage, and that exclusivity, that secrecy with one another, and it doesn't have the covenant of marriage behind it. And so several things then to summarize to avoid in the foolish woman. A, she's very showy in her behavior. B, she really likes being out where everybody is, which is contrary to what the Bible tells us in Titus chapter 2 about the godly woman who is a keeper at home, and even godly older women, instead of going house to house and becoming busybodies because they don't have duties at home, they continue in a godliness that stays off the beaten path, so that they can continue to model the kind of spirit that a godly younger woman who's got her husband and her children to take care of. So A, the woman folly is noisy and showy. B, she always likes to be out where all the people are. C, she pushes against the rules. She has a rebellious spirit teaches you to be suspicious of anybody who's in authority or any rules. And then D, she tries to make you feel really special, and it's very tempting because we enjoy feeling special. But you have that specialness from the Lord always, and if in the Lord's providence he gives you a wife, you have that specialness with your wife, and you don't want to have wasted any of the enjoyment of that specialness on someone who was not your wife. And then, of course, my daughters, I think you could probably anticipate the lesson for you. Don't be that woman. Resist the desire to make a display of yourself and to draw attention. Resist the desire to be in large social situations where you will get to draw the notice of many different people. Resist that rebellion in your own heart that suspects that the rules are designed to keep you from enjoying the sweet stuff. And resist trying to have that specialness. A boy can also make a girl feel very special by telling her that she's the only one and pulling away to spend exclusive alone time with her and those kinds of things. But you have that specialness from the Lord already. You want to enjoy secret time away? Go have secret worship and look forward to the day when you may have a husband in that parable of our relationship with the Lord that God has given us in marriage. But not only should you be that kind of girl, you should encourage other girls to be that kind of girl. You should especially recognize older women. I referenced Titus 2 a moment ago. And there are older women who have finished bringing up their children, and yet they are not always making display of themselves, always out doing social things. They're still godly in the home, giving themselves to prayer and acts of service. Have them as the ones who, in the fellowship of the church and in the few good friends that you choose in life, to be the ones that you would have. And of course, especially you, one another in the house, and your mom in the house. And let us remember that the reason that this is true of foolish girls is that this is true of folly. Folly itself appeals to us this way. Fleshliness itself looks exciting, looks popular, promises more enjoyment. But it's all a lie. Look at verse 18. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of hell. And so the picture overall is she's sitting in the door saying, come in, come in, we're having a party. Or come in, we'll just be together, just you and I together eating that pleasant bread that has been, and that stolen water. And he says, okay, and he goes to walk in, and he takes one step, and there's no floor in the living room, but a hole that goes all the way down to hell. And as soon as he steps in, down into the fire. He does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of hell. Watch out for folly, and watch out for foolish women. And don't be foolish women. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the way wisdom appeals to us, the way your word appeals to us, the way your son appeals to us, the way your spirit appeals to us. Oh God, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, giving our hearts spiritual life, that the pleadings and allurings and enticements of wisdom would have much sway with us, and that we might have the wisdom to reject all of the siren songs of folly that try to bring us to our death and to our doom. Pray that you would help my sons to be wise and to understand from the Bible the kind of character and the kind of woman that would make a good wife. So that when they have been discipled and are young men, that they would have good judgment about whom to choose. Guard them from the practices that that lead into folly. Help my daughters, I pray, that they too would resist being foolish. I pray, Lord, that every one of us in this family would so enjoy our our secret time with you. Those moments of just reading your word, we and you, and speaking to you in prayer and lifting our hearts up to you in song, and that we would not be enticed by unwise and even sinful secret time with others. And I do pray that you'd give each of my children a good spouse, and that they might have that time with their spouse that is enjoyable just because it was with them, that reflects what they have with you. But, oh Lord, give them the real thing with you, the main thing, of which the other is a copy, with you first, I pray, that they might be able to rejoice in the Lord always, and then not find it sweet to be in secret with anyone inappropriately. Oh, help us, our God, to be wise. Thank you for making Christ our wisdom. Thank you that his righteousness is what is counted for us. Thank you that his sacrifice has put away all of our sinning against even this portion of your word. And so it is through him that we ask these things. Amen.